Johnny is a fantastic businessman. He has created something of a culinary destination, and we can see that from various awards that he has won. He has built a really successful business that brings people into the town of Remelton, and something like that needs to be valued and not be put under pressure to move or to cease. And I think that this speaks to a wider issue as well, that we need to be careful of any precedent this might set, because in every town across the county, there are very valued casual traders operating out of vans, whether it is the fish man, whether it's a coffee van, whether it's fish and chips. And we need to ensure that that cultural and heritage of food provision across the county is preserved. So I think it's really important that a common sense way forward is found on this case.
Is there an opportunity here for you and others as public representatives, for Johnny himself, to sit down with the Donegal County Council officials who have issued these notices and say, look, what are the issues here and what can we do to address them?
Well, I absolutely hope so. I know that Johnny has worked with the council before on noise mitigation and various other matters. So I hope that whatever the issues are that have been raised by the planning section, Donegal County Council, that we can work together as a council and with Johnny to find a way forward that's amenable to everyone.
Do you plan on intervening yourself with the council planners on this matter?
I have been speaking to planners on this matter, and I'll continue to do that. And I've been liaising closely with Johnny as well.